separate government consultation on bringing one in is still taking place. Labour MP Andrew Lewins told Capital they need to get the law right.
There are some parents who will say, I want the smartphone taken away completely. Then there's the Australian example, and they were brave to do it. But through the use of VPNs and other hardware software, then some young people are getting around it.
Two people have been arrested after an attempted arson attack on a North London synagogue. It happened in Finchley on Tuesday. Police are treating it as an anti-Semitic hate crime. The White House says there could be a second round of talks between the US and Iran about ending the war. It's after a first round of negotiations in Pakistan collapsed last week. And Arsenal's Champions League campaign continues. They're through to the semi-final for a second year in a row thanks to a 1-0 aggregate win against Sporting Lisbon. Their game at the Emirates Stadium last night finished goalless.
Capital Weather.
With Global Player. Check the weather on our free official Capital app.
Sunny spells and showers today with the heaviest rain in the north and highs of 16. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm David Dom.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
First, with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast.
Right, kids, let's do radio. Morning, it's 1 minute past six. It's Capital Breakfast with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby on your Thursday. This week's gone well quick, hasn't it? Yeah. You all right today, used to? All good this morning?
I'm not my finest. I'm not as fresh as usual.
Are you not?
No, and the croaky voice that I was healing, obviously from a lot of shouting last night. We all went out on school night. It was like a work event, but still, I did get carried away.
I'm pleased you're admitting it, because the croaky voice is back because you were shouting.
I was just shouting.
I was there at the end.
Yeah.
The shouting you did at the end was particularly good. In fact, a few things happened last night. I think we should talk about them next.
Let's definitely get into it. Worrying is the last time I've seen you both, you were drinking neon red luminous drinks.
Yeah.
Now they're struggling this morning. Here's Samba on Capital.
You hit like a drunk cigarette.
Capital Breakfast.
You said your phone was broken, just
Sabrina Carpenter and Manchild is playing for you on Capital Breakfast. Jack says, morning, does this mean another Mackey's order on the way if it was a late one last night? Sean, try not to spill the milkshake this time. You are the best show on the radio by a mile. Dylan says, you are my favourite role models. Sean, Jordan, gin and tonics and a school night. It's just what I need today when I'm on my way to work. All the 6am is loving that we had a bit of a late one last night. All I'm going to say is I actually left you to it, but I did know we were in trouble when we arrived at said party last night and Sean said, I've not eaten, but I'm on my second drink.
Well, I was.
You had a few olives, didn't you?
Yeah, and then I got, you know when you get the flavour and then you just don't feel hungry, and then I was like, oh, this is fun.
Mm.
I'm in drink mode. Mm.
I'll tell you what, let's tell you listening the gossip, right?
Yeah.
It stays 6am hour only, okay? No, nothing outside of this.
Okay.
I'll kick things off with, I managed to acquire more canapés at the time because I was very hungry as well because the waiter fancied Jordan.
That's great. What, and you used your connection?
Yes, and I clocked this and thought, brilliant.
Okay, I also have a confession. First of all, I don't like canapés. I think just put a spread out. Just put them all out on
well,
a table.
Is, mate, it's picky bits when served on a platter.
So I think said waiter thought I was giving him the eye because I kept staring at him during, like, mid-conversations. But I wasn't giving him the eye for fancy reasons. I was giving him the eye because I wanted him to come over with a food.
Yeah, because he had those little Yorkshire pudding things and I saw you eyeing them up and I think he did get
but
the
I was eyeing his Yorkshire puddings up,
exactly,
not him.
But then Chris added to it because I remember you saying, what's your name?
Yeah.
Which
exactly.
is flirting.
No, I was lying because I clocked this whole situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tricky one if you're a waiter, isn't it? Figuring out if people want you or the food.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a fickle world.
Yeah. It must be tricky.
I had a moment where I went, oh, David Gandy, and I pointed. I pointed and I was... The worst thing is, from his point of view, I was also like... There was a tree in between us, so I looked like I was sort of perving through a bush. Mm. And I went, oh, David Gandy. And Jordan went, Sean, don't point. He's literally looking at you now. I was like... Oh.
I had a really unsuccessful conversation with him where I asked him, did he ever own a flip-flop company?
What? I didn't even talk to the man.
Apparently Gandhi flip-flop was a thing.
It was a thing.
But he didn't.
But he had nothing to do with that, I don't think.
Yeah.
You mean the phrase about Gandhi's flip-flop?
Yeah.
And you thought he owned a company?
Mm.
Yeah, you'd say Master Dry is Gandhi's flip-flops.
Yeah, but not David Gandhi.
Yeah, Master Dry is David Gandhi's flip-flops.
It was just a weird night. Also, you said to me last minute, it's casual, just wear jeans. I tipped up. Everyone's done up to nines.
Well, I also came casual, though, so at least we were together casual.
Yeah, it was the thing. And what?
It was at one point, no joke, this is like a fever dream. Dame Joan Collins walked past me.
Yeah, that's true. That
was unbelievable.
That actually happened, didn't it? Vicky Patterson was there as well.
I didn't see her.
There was a few other things that happened. I saw Sean absolutely well-being her family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Wrights.
Yeah.
I had a good chat with Jess Wright.
Oh, God. How did you know I was open for a sign? My heart was so close to closing time. Something about you hit me like a freight train to the chest door. The day we met, all my loneliness left the room the second that you walked. Maybe it's fate, maybe it's fate. Told you I ain't no liar. Watching you leave, son of my dreams. Baby, it hit me like a freight train to the chest. The day we met, all my loneliness left the room the second. Like a fever dream. Alex Warren, Fever Dream on Capital Breakfast. 12 minutes past six on your Thursday morning. We're all slightly tired today because we were at a celeb party last night. We never go to stuff like this ever. We never usually get invited to stuff like this, so we're buzzing. And it's the type of celeb party where I looked over and Sean Welby's having a heart-to-heart with Natalie Cassidy and Chris is trying to play it cool with Catherine Jenkins.
Oh, I also witnessed that.
Yeah, you played that one cool, pal.
In what sense? What are you saying there?
You live in New York.
Oh, you're such a... Oh, do you know what? There's actually a lot I could say here.
I didn't know you live in New York.
Be very careful. Be very careful, because when I joined that conversation, your small talk was...
I think we need to talk about my small talk later on the show because it's horrific.
If I speak, I'm in big trouble.
What about, do you remember, because it was like a clothing event, right? And they'd brought out some support boxes. You know how girls get Spanx?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I wasn't aware this technology existed, to be fair.
No.
Great for me.
You know, there's a push-up bra. There's now boxers that help... Support. Elevate. And
raise the profile.
Yeah, they make it look a bit, you know.
Neato down.
Yeah, and I've got some. All right. Just because I got some for my birthday. I think someone got me as a bit of a
but there was
present.
The sort of president. The guy was doing the speech, the big dog. And he was... CEO of the company. Was doing a speech at the front. And he was holding up these pants. And he was like, oh, we should get someone to model them. I was obviously like, Jordan!
Four gins in. Jordan! Get him out! I was like, this is a celebrity party. I am not getting my boxers out.
I think this is why my voice is croaky from all the heckling I was doing, trying to get Jordan to wear them. You were telling everybody about why you need support boxes. Including Vernon Kay.
No, Vernon Kay, we're well into it. He went, at my age, you need to tuck them into your socks. I'm well up for that. Get me a pair. He were on good form last night, weren't he?
Excellent.
Oh, he was on great form last night, Vernon Kay. Here's a new one from Sienna Spiro. This is The Visitor.
I wanna see how you lose control. So leave it
Jay Sean, Lil Wayne, and Down is playing for you on Capital Breakfast at 18 minutes past six. We all good though? We all ready after our night out last night?
Yeah, yes. Full of beans.
Yeah, good. Right, all right. Put it to the test then, because right now it's time for our game. We're getting the rhyme in time. But we knew something fine. Here we go. Team effort.
It's rhyme time.
Nice claps. Best claps you've done in a while, guys. Well done, well done. All right, let's explain how it works, please.
Yes, so this is rhyme time. How it works is you're going to be asked a series of questions. The answer to all the questions will rhyme. You've got 30 seconds to get as many rhymes as you can.
Yeah, then if you're top of the leaderboard by tomorrow, you will win the UK's number one mug.
Ooh.
It's huge.
All you got to do is send the word time, T-I-M-E, to 03456000958. Stick your name in it. WhatsApp us, 03456000958. And on the way next, the best song out at the moment.
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Make space for spring. Sell your pre-loved fashion for free.
BOTB Win Bulletin. Gilbert from Clitheroe has won a £69,000 car.
Oh my God. This is not true.
Yes, it's true.
I wasn't expecting these.
A huge congratulations.
Thank you.
Another winner now. Are you in? Get in at botb.com/win. Over 18s only. No purchase necessary. Conditions apply.
At Pets in a Pickle, we know your furry friends get up to all kinds of mischief. That's why we're here when it matters most. With fuss-free pet insurance policies, including unlimited video call access with First Vet. For pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk.
Yay! Poulton's Park, voted Theme Park of the Year at the UK Theme Park Awards.
Poulton's Park!
Maybe it's time for a new one. Maybe you want a bigger one. Or maybe you just had a little one. Maybe you dream about others. Maybe you're in love with another's. Or maybe yours was once your grandmother's. Maybe you just want something to get you from A to B. Or maybe yours got hit by a tree. Or maybe you just want to feel like a G. Whatever your next car need might be, maybe it's time for Auto Trader.
Make any occasion extraordinary with Prestige Flowers. Enjoy £10 to spend when you add three occasion reminders on our app and get a free video or voice message with every bouquet. Next day delivery 7 days a week. Visit prestigeflowers.co.uk.
Prestige Flowers.
The latest travel news.
Next. Capital.
The last bell's rung. The school run's done. Now's the time for family fun. No screens, no stress, no kitchen mess. Just a £5 menu by Pizza Express. The pressure's off. The pizza's on. At our after-school club, you can't go wrong. Join us at Pizza Express to wind down and catch up with our £5 after-school club menu. Take your pick from famous favourites for just £5 each, Monday to Friday, 3 till 5pm until the 22nd of May. Redeemed by the Pizza Express app or website. Select restaurants and items. See website for terms.
Capital Travel Update. Listen on the move with Global Player, our free official Capital app.
David Dom, good morning. What's the latest, buddy?
Good morning, Jordan. In Oxfordshire, one lane is closed on the M40 southbound between junction 11 and 10 for the A43. In Cambridgeshire, one lane is closed on the A14 eastbound just after junction 24A. In London, in Paddington, Chapel Street is closed at the Edgware Road because of an ongoing investigation. On the trains, Great Western aren't running between West Ealing and Greenford, while Southern are suspended between Angmering and Hove because of an investigation. More in 20 minutes.
Hey, how's it going? I'm Toby Impala.
This is Jenny.
Turn it up.
Capital Breakfast.
The morning the night is turning blue, the feeling is bizarre. The night is almost over, I still don't know where you are.
The shadows, yeah, they keep me pretty like a movie star.
Daylight makes me feel like Dracula.
what's up? Come pull up in my spot. Let's keep the night glowing. I don't ever wanna stop. Never leave this floor. Got my need to blow. Sky is turning blue. Let it clear the smoke. Lips stain on the wind. Face is about to blow. Sinking in my teeth. I bite tongue, tongue, tongue.
You know how we do?
Let's go!
Capital Breakfast.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go. I can't help but feel so lost. I wanna give you all I've got. Oh, they say you know it when you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
And stargazing on Capital Breakfast 6:28. It's Sean and Chris and Sean. We have another Ray meme mix on the way for you very, very soon. That's where we play one of our favourite memes during the Ray track.
It's rhyme time.
Somebody was on the gin and tonics last night. Well, it's time for our game. We're getting the rhyme in time and we knew something fine. And playing this morning is Luke in Norwich. Morning, Luke.
Morning.
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 Luke's an estate agent. He's currently making jam sandwiches for the kids. How many are you doing?
Yeah. Just the two of them.
Go on, talk to us. We're doing raspberry jam with the bits in. We're doing strawberry.
It's got to be a bit of Hartley, so you know the strawberry jam. It's got to be done.
Are you doing this because it's the kids' favourites? Is this what they want?
Normally they'd have cheese or something like that, but we actually ran out, so I've gone to the jam.
Okay. I'm not saying you are, but I knew when I had jam sandwiches in my butty box at school that my mum and dad were skint.
It's like you haven't done the big shop,
yeah.
Innit?
No, not done the shop, yeah. No.
I'd open my butty box and be like, let's skin this one jam sandwiches. Where's the
Billy? Hey, I love a jam
Where's
sandwich.
The Billy Bear meat, Mum? Where's the Billy Bear meat? All right, let's explain to Luke in Norwich how Rhyme Time works, please.
All right, mate, here's how it works. You're about to be asked a series of questions. The answer to all the questions will rhyme. Your job is to answer as many of the questions as you can. You've got 30 seconds to do so. And when the time is up, your total goes on to the weekly leaderboard.
Yeah, and then Luke, if you're top of that leaderboard by tomorrow, you will win the UK's number one mug.
Woo! It's huge.
Yes, Luke. Yes, my friend. You can pass at any point. And the word you're rhyming with today is vast. V-A-S-T. Vast. Does that all make sense?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Rhyming with the word vast. Your time starts now. If a tortoise is slow, a cheetah is...
Fast.
After the show is the name of our Capital Breakfast
podcast.
Something that happened yesterday is in the
past.
If you fly is down, you're said to be flying at
half mast.
Jimmy Carr hosted the show What One Laughing.
Past.
What's the capital city of Northern Ireland?
Belfast.
If you had a really fun time, you say I had a
blast.
Ooh.
Right answer. Is it in time?
No.
What? Time.
You're not giving. It's just on the cusp of the.
Not having it.
The drone.
I'd VAR.
Personally. Producer Jimmy's not having that. Fair enough. The one that you passed on, Jimmy Carr hosted the show What One Laughing. It is last. Last one laughing. Yeah. I think that's the only one you passed on, so fair play.
Yeah, now I'm just looking at the other scores in the week to see where you are. Do you know what? Very good. Oh no, because we didn't get the last one in. You got a very respectable 5, but sadly, on Monday, we did get Georgina get a 6. Oh, just lucky. Missed out there.
Oh, Luke, you did really well.
It's rhyme time.
And for what it's worth, I actually thought you got it in time there, but anyway, let's...
Really?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Should VAR it?
We can't fall out every day about this.
No, we can't. You're right.
There's pizza on your focus.
Why
of Where's My Husband. In there, you might have heard Hocus Pocus, there's a pizza on your focus. 6:34 on Capital Breakfast. We just had Luke on playing Rhyme Time, who was making jam sandwiches for his kids' lunchbox. I always thought, it's not everyone, but I did generally always think that if we had jam butties at school, my mum and dad were skint. And another one I've just mentioned to Sean. Do you remember the paste you used to get as well?
We've both just bonded over it. Yeah. I don't know, Chris, whether you heard us say, did you used to have chicken paste sandwiches?
Yeah. Princess. Do you remember
paste
that?
In a jar. It was like a spread out of a... But the jar was so tiny.
Yeah, it was tiny.
Tiny little jar chicken of paste. Oh, it was banging. I've not had it in years.
Chicken and beef paste were best. They did a salmon and crab, like they did a salmon paste and then a crab one. I never had that. Yeah, it was really.
But not as rich. I don't think you could call it princess.
I don't think you can get that. Let me have a quick Google. Princess.
I know what you're saying, actually, maybe the right consistency, but it was.
Oh, they still do them.
No way. I'm going to get some.
Order some.
Me
some
too.
For the baby.
For the get some for the baby.
Get some. Oh, they do tuna and mayo now. They do salmon.
Mayo.
I'm going to get some chicken paste. Oh, you never had them on your butties?
No, and jam for me was a treat. Like, I think because it was like a Friday treat one.
Really?
Yeah.
Chris, I'm with you. I used to have like a cheese one and then a jam one as like dessert. Mm. I love a jam sandwich.
No, jam sandwich was always like a bit bog if you ask
me. No, elite.
Cheese and ham was elite. And if she were great in cheese, I'm like, all my mum's in a good mood.
Yeah, because if you got it grated rather than just quickly hacked off in chunks.
Here's Kalini now and Folded on Capital Breakfast.
It's so silly of me to act like I don't need you back. When all I can think about is that since I seen you last, I know I didn't have to walk away. All I had to do was ask for space. I'm telling you, be on your way. When I told you to fall back, so can you come pick up your clothes? I had them folded.
American singer-songwriter Kalani and not footballer's wife Colleen Rooney, as I said. Folded is playing for you on...
Sort of merge the name, Kalini.
Kalini, Capital Breakfast. And she says, oh, memory unlocked, you and Sean talking about the Shipman's paste. Yeah, there used to be Shipman's paste as well that you got on your butties.
Yeah, chicken paste, elite. Get it back in your sandwiches. Bring it back.
Faye says, I grew up with lemon curd, no jam. I always thought you were posh if you had lemon curd.
Oh, I liked lemon curd, yes.
Lemon curd.
Not in my sandwich.
No, I never had lemon curd.
At school?
Oh, no, I would have it on a sandwich.
I only had lemon curd about 3-4 years ago for the first time.
It's like when you thought salad cream was a new thing.
Yeah. I remember my mum getting hummus in, and I was like, what is this? It's Moroccan, try it.
Is this a search for the grimmest sandwich that you've had?
Do you know what? That's quite funny, actually.
Because I'm going to throw in tongue, and I'll leave it there.
Right, imagine all the posh sandwiches you could bag yourself with £400,000. You could have anything you want on your butty with 400 grand because that's what's happening tomorrow in our cash call. It could be yours. Here's how you get your name and number in the draw. You text the word cash to 83958. That'll cost you £2.50. Or you text the word five to 83958. And that gets you five entries for £5.
That's right. Standard network rates apply. You can enter on Global Player and lines will close 5 p.m. on Friday. That's when you need to be by your phone in case it rings.
You've got to be 18 or over. Get free entry details and all the rules for this global network competition at capitalfm.com.
Sharni, we're in trouble again. We got in trouble this week with Capital's Will Manning, but we've also been called out for something you said on air yesterday.
Oh, no. What have I done?
We'll tell you more very soon. Capital
with Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Download the app and sell your pre-loved electronics for free.
Experience every rhythm of life in Antalya, Turkey. Find your calm on golden sand. Dive into blue. Feel grand. Savor the flavors as day turns to night. Dance till the morning light. Live every rhythm of life in one single vacation in Antalya. Go Turkey.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this burger all day.
Tell me about it. So tasty.
Hang on. Where's Harry?
Who's Harry?
Our child.
Oh, yeah.
At Burger King, kids eat free between the 27th of March and 20th of April, only on the BK app. So you can enjoy a moment's peace this school holiday. Just don't forget them. Get one free King Junior meal with one selected adult burger meal. Only available on the BK app at selected restaurants. Can't be used with other promotions. Full T&Cs at burgerking.co.uk/kids-offer.
Don't know what it's like in your house, but keeping everyone entertained can be a nightmare. Take the pressure off with EE's award-winning TV and full fibre broadband. With Netflix Now, TNT Sports and more. And get their most powerful Wi-Fi 7 as standard, so everyone can stream their films, series and sport at the same time. Switch to EE TV and broadband today.
New BT Group customers only. 62% UK availability. Terms apply.
Spring's here, and it's time to get on top of things. And we're not talking about spring cleaning the house. Let's see. The biggest range of cars to buy entirely online? Check. 3 month warranty included? Sorted. And faff free servicing from £129.95 at over 100 locations? Absolutely cinched it. Everything you need, and not a feather duster in sight. To buy or service your car, search Cinch.
Comparison against equivalent retailers. Visit cinch.co.uk/range claim. Terms and exclusions apply.
BOTB Win Bulletin. Eugene from Hitchin has won a £78,000 car.
No way!
Oh my God!
It's my dream car.
Oh, come and have a look at
it. No way!
Another winner now. Are you in? Get in at botb.com/win. Over 18s only. No purchase necessary. Conditions apply.
Good morning.
Get up.
Wake up with Capital Breakfast.
And get home across the UK with me, Will Manning, this afternoon from 4.
Capital.
Right, that's it. Come on, lights out. You've got a test tomorrow.
Just 2 minutes. I'm about to reach the next level.
It's going off now.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's see. Where's the app? Oh, here it is.
What? How?
Oh, no. You're out. Better luck next time.
It's game over for late nights on school nights. EE Wi-Fi controls help you get them off the Wi-Fi and into bed. More parents are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Capital Travel Update.
Listen on the move with Global Player, our free official Capital app.
How's that traffic and travel looking, David Dunn?
Well, Jordan, in Oxfordshire, one lane is closed on the M40 southbound between junction 11 and 10 for the A43. In Cambridgeshire, one lane is closed on the A14 eastbound just after junction 24A. While in London, in Paddington, Chapel Street is closed at the Edgware Road because of an ongoing police investigation. On the trains, Great Western aren't running between West Ealing and Greenford, while Southern are delayed between Angmering and Hove because of an investigation. There's more in 30 minutes.
Hello, my name is Harry. Thank you so much. You've changed my life.
Capital Breakfast.
Take no prisoners for me. I'm told you're elevating. Drinks go straight to my knees. I'm sold. I'm going on. So
Capital.
Capital.
One, two, three, four.
Disagree, I'll fight you. Girls Aloud and The Promise and Capital Breakfast. Sorry, Six Sevens, that was a bit aggressive. It's Jordan, it's Chris, it's Sean. And speaking of which, Miss Welby, I had quite a strange message come through yesterday because of something you did on air.
Something I did?
Mm.
I mean, the chats we had yesterday could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Chris being part of that Muff Diving Association.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the diving club.
In Ireland.
Yeah, in Donegal.
Yeah. I did say that I'd done a shot of whiskey at 6 a.m, but that was for the throat.
Yeah.
I gargled it.
It wasn't any of them.
Okay.
Do you remember we did our mundane game, something that we do every now and then? It's where we bring a boring subject and make a game out of it. And yesterday it was Kitchen Roll or Drag Queen. Just have a listen.
And Bog Standard.
Bog Standard.
The final one of the day, Bog Standard.
Like our show.
Bog Standard. What do you reckon, mate? It's not, I don't know if that's a full name.
Bog Standard.
But also, Bog Standard isn't that a toilet brand?
Wow.
Is it?
Oh, anyway.
Really? Anyway,
yeah,
Bog Standard. I think.
Drag what do you
queen?
Reckon?
Should go for drag queen? It's a drag queen name. So great
Bog
drag
Standard.
Queen.
Yeah.
Bog Standard.
No.
It was a kitchen roll.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Who would call their brand Bog Standard?
God, we didn't do very well there,
no,
did
we?
We
didn't.
Good game, though.
Well, okay, it turns out, of course, that Bog Standard, the brand, were listening. And they've sent us this letter. Capital Breakfast, we're three brothers. And the anonymous founders of Bog Standard, a startup toilet roll subscription with one mission, making sure no one ever runs out again. Our identities remain a secret because we're keeping the nation stocked up. And we think it's a civic duty that requires no applause. This morning on your programme, Sean Welby asked, in front of the entire Capital FM audience, millions of listeners, who would call their brand Bog Standard? We would, Sean, is how they replied. But we're not here to cause trouble. I think this is really nice. We're here to make peace. We would like to send 24 rolls each to the studio because whatever your views on our naming conventions, we would hate for them to ever face the fear of an empty toilet roll holder. Paper to the people, the anonymous Bog Standard founders.
I can't let you get away with it twice. The anonymous bit. That's okay. That's amazing.
Paper to the People.
Paper
it's
to
a
the
great
people.
Letter.
It, Paper to the People. What an amazing, what
okay.
an amazing sort of campaign to rally around. Come on, the boys. So they're three brothers who set it up.
Yeah, and fair play, because obviously I'd thought it was the brand of a kitchen roll, and I was thinking, you wouldn't call a brand bog standard. It is a... I'm looking now, it's like a delivery service. You just order them, subscribe and save. Every 8 weeks, get them delivered.
Yeah. Get it on prescription.
Prescription.
Sometimes think, if we... Like, you know, if we were a football team and you had another sponsor, it'd be great to get a bog standard in, wouldn't it?
Yeah, bog standard.
I see what you mean. They could, like, sponsor the microphones or
yeah,
something.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean, yeah.
Also, thank you to Bog Standard for sending that out. We'll take our toilet roll home, but that pretty much sums up the gifts we get here at Capital Breakfast.
Yeah. Bring on the rolls.
Yeah.
Good.
From Bog Standard to Rolexes next.
You watch.
Oh, yeah, should we talk about them?
Yeah.
What a brand, eh?
What a brand. Rolex. It's Alex Warren and Ordinary on Capital.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colours will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love. I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down to a dead and buried. On the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vibe. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found. Hallelujah. On this side of heaven's gate. Oh, my life, how do you breathe and take my breath away? At your altar I will pray, you're the sculptor, I'm the clay. Oh, my, my, you're taking me out.
Capital Breakfast. Thanks again to the boys at Bog Standard who heard us yesterday. I'm assuming the boys, because they are anonymous. Pardon?
You said three brothers.
Oh, yes, that's why. Oh, so anonymous. Then why are they staying anonymous over toilet paper? You're into this, aren't you?
I just love to think that I kind of want to be their fourth. Do you know what I mean?
You want to be the fourth brother.
I just think, how cool is that? As a family, just three lads set up. What business are we going to do? I know what we're going to take on. Toilet roll.
Yeah, because yeah, I suppose everyone needs it.
Everyone needs it. That is true, that. I bet you can make a fortune in bog roll.
Yeah.
Because everyone does need it.
Also, it's just a good name, isn't it? Yeah.
Bog standard. Lovely.
It's right. Like the kind of chat you have in a pub, except they've made it happen.
Yeah, you know it started in a pub. That's how that idea started. Right, Bruno Mars, I just might on the way for you very soon. And we need to fill you in about my terrible small talk yesterday, because it was bad.
Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Declutter and sell your pre-loved collectibles for free.
Spring's here, and it's time to get on top of things. And we're not talking about spring cleaning the house. Let's see. The biggest range of cars to buy entirely online? Check. 3-month warranty included? Sorted. And faff-free servicing from £129.95 at over 100 locations? Absolutely cinched it. Everything you need, and not a feather duster in sight. To buy or service your car, search Cinch. Comparison against equivalent retailers. Visit cinch.co.uk/range claim. Terms and exclusions apply.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this burger all day.
Tell me about it. So tasty.
Hang on. Where's Harry?
Who's Harry?
Our child.
Oh, yeah.
at Burger King. Kids eat free between the 27th of March and 20th of April, only on the BK app. So you can enjoy a moment's peace this school holiday. Just don't forget them. Get one free King Junior meal with one selected adult burger meal. Only available on the BK app at selected restaurants. Can't be used with other promotions. Full T&Cs at burgerking.co.uk/kids-offer.
The wedding is this Saturday.
It's the movie event critics are calling one of the best movies you'll see this year.
Before we got married, we said the worst thing we've ever done.
Digital Spy says the drama will be the most talked about movie of 2026. You need to see it.
Can you stop gossiping?
5 stars, The Times.
Wow.
If you don't watch it, you're missing out, says Metro.
Why are you acting like you've never done anything bad?
Zendaya and Pattinson give two of the best performances of the year, says Collider.
There's some drama.
The drama. Cinemas now.
At Wix, the Home and Garden event is now on. Save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £24, now £16. Shop today. Terms apply.
When was the last time you stopped and listened to your body? Here's a Holland & Barrett ad break to do just that. Go on, tune in. Think about your body when you exercise. Are those knees creaking? Are your muscles ever so slightly aching? Or are they trying to say,
you've got to show me love.
We know what your body's asking for. In-store, online, on the app. Back your body. Holland & Barrett.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to the UK's only Peppa Pig world.
Join the adventures only at
Poulton's Park.
The latest news
next. Capital.
Hello, beautiful people. Get ready to rock with a new Volkswagen T-Roc. With £2,000 towards your finance deposit on the new Volkswagen T-Roc with Solutions PCP 7.9% APR representative. Test drive the T-Roc today and see why it won What Car's Best Small SUV Award.
Order by the 4th of May 2026. Indemnities may be required. Volkswagen Financial Services.
On your radio,
on Global Player,
and on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 7, social media bosses will be at Downing Street later for talks with the Prime Minister. Keir Starmer's told Capital he wants to make sure they're doing more to protect children online. Here's Capital's Natasha Clark.
He says he's already taken powers to act as soon as this government consultation closes next month. Other nations around the world, including Australia, Greece and France, have already voted to restrict access to social media for youngsters.
It's after MPs rejected a social media ban for under-16s for a second time last night. Digital communications expert Tony Sampson's told Capital he's not sure it would work.
So the history of prohibition is once you drive something underground, particularly for that age group,